Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 6, 2011. I am your host, Adam Paulus, as always, to tell you about movies and toys and stuff. This week at the box office, your new movies include Thor, Something Borrowed, The Beaver, and Hobo with a Shotgun, meaning you've got lots of neat options for entertainment this weekend. Last week at the box office, Fast Five was number one with $86.2 million, followed by Rio, $14.8 million. Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family, $9.9 million, Water for Elephants, $9.3 million, and Prom with $4.7 million. In the news, Arnold Schwarzenegger's next movie is now going to be Cry Macho. Lots of Star Wars Blu-ray details are leaking out, including some of the extra features. Of note are a number of TV specials from the original trilogy on the documentaries disc, including Classic Creatures Return of the Jedi, which was one that showed off a lot of vintage movie monsters like the ants from Them, the beast from 20,000 Fathoms, and all kinds of goodies. The three bonus discs include a disc of original trilogy extras, a disc of prequel trilogy extras, and that includes deleted scenes, and disc number three of the extras is all documentaries, including some new ones, some recent ones, some internet ones, some that haven't been on DVD yet. They really are trying to make the ultimate DVD thing, and we'll see what kind of deleted scenes they include. I'm obviously very interested in that, and hopefully you are too. So we'll see in September. After last week's announcement that Piranha 3DD would include Gary Busey, it has now been confirmed that Christopher Lloyd will be in the cast, as will Ving Rhames. Glee fans, there's going to be a touring, not touring, it's a live movie theater Glee thing this summer. Warner Brothers bought Rotten Tomatoes and Flixster this week. The great TV shows on DVD.com confirmed that new DVDs containing the broadcast edits of That 70s Show, Roseanne, Third Rock from the Sun, and Grounded from the Life will be on DVD soon. Previous releases had syndicated cuts, which obviously are not the full episodes.
New Entertainment Earth. It's Thor! Thor opens in movie theaters this week, and to celebrate, we're offering a free Thor's hammer when you spend $50 on qualifying Thor products. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today to find out more.
In the toy news, Green Lantern movie toys are hitting now. You can actually order some from us today, actually. Go to entertainmentearth.com and search on Green Lantern, and you'll see all kinds of new stuff that you haven't seen previously, including what may or may not be the villain of the movie, if you are wondering about such things. G.I. Joe Club members will notice that they got their shipping notices for Dial Tone, if they qualified for one. So watch those mailboxes, kids. Yamato USA is bringing out a new fantasy figure gallery statue called Luna, which is basically a mostly naked chick on the moon. Sold! A new Doctor Who building set, actually two of them have been announced. They're like Lego, but not. The TARDIS is your best bet with Doctor Number 11 and Amy Pond. Plus there's a new Rise of Angels mini set, including those really creepy statue things. Abbeyshot has also announced they're making the replica of the 11th Doctor's coat. You might want to go ahead and order one of those. It comes in multiple sizes, too. Classic Imports is making some new blankets that are basically like Snuggies, except it's rainbow bright. So if you want to have something that makes you look like rainbow bright, Classic Imports has something for you. That's all for this week. I have a lot more on the video games podcast because there's some really cool new Pac-Man stuff this week. I've been traveling most of the week, so I'm really tired. I'm going to cut this. Well, I guess it's normal length now, so it feels short to me. I'll see you guys all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, and check out our latest sale or sales at sale.entertainmentearth.com today. Thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend.